Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In previous Standing Watch programs, I talked about the fact that the Pope has died and that a new Pope was elected. And I asked a question as to what is going to happen now. What is the position of the new Pope? Now, in the meantime, some interesting developments have occurred, and I'd like to continue with that question. NTV wrote on May 18, Trump is no longer the most important American in the world. That is now Robert Francis Prevost. The headline in the New York Times sums it up. Pope Leo XIV has already won the sympathy of Trump's critics as a 100% antithesis to the U.S. president. There were only doubts as to whether, after the Jesuit Bergoglio, it would be another person of a religious order, the first Augustinian ever in the history of the Church. Of course, the article goes on, this Pope also carries the burdens of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV will have to address the many cases of abuse by clergymen of their wards, minors, women, and men in the Church. But then it concludes as follows. A harsher political antithesis to Trumpism is hard to imagine. The U.S. president may have many Catholic voters, but he doesn't have the Church. This is interesting because the Bible tells you that the relationship between Rome and Washington will deteriorate more and more. It hasn't been that great anyhow under the previous Pope, but it will get worse, much worse. And that brings me now to the perhaps most important development, and this was taken from Vatican News, which is reporting the following on May 19. It says, speaking first to other Christian churches and communities, Pope Leo XIV took note of the 1,700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea, emphasizing that unity among Christians can only be unity in faith. Turning to representatives of non-Christian religious traditions, Pope Leo XIV said, our common path can and must be understood to involve everyone in a spirit of human fraternity. Now, what is so remarkable about these statements? What did the Council of Nicaea decide? It was held under the leadership of Emperor Constantine, who wasn't even a Christian, but he wanted to have unity and peace in his empire. And many, many bishops from all kinds of areas were participating. And so then finally, the Council of Nicaea decided dogmatically that God is a Trinity, that he is a person consisting of three persons, equal persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all are God, and they all are persons within that one person. That's what the Orthodox Trinitarian concept tells us. Now, the Council of Nicaea also fought the idea of Arianism. And that idea said that Christ is not God, was not God, that he was a created being. Now, both these concepts are wrong. We know that God was, in fact, and always has been, a family consisting of God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, and that God the Father created everything through Jesus Christ. We read that in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the spokesman, the spokesperson. And this Word was with God, God the Father, and the Word was God. And he became a human being. You see, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was God. But he set aside his divine attributes to become a man, so that he could be tempted, because as God you cannot be tempted, so that he could die because God cannot die. But then he was resurrected by God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit and became again that God being whom he had been since all eternity. We read that Christ never had a beginning. He was never created. He always existed. You see, God is a family. And that means that God is the Father and Jesus Christ is the Son. The Holy Spirit is not a person. It's a power emanating from both the Father and the Son. And it is your potential to become a God being, a member of the God family. That is why God the Father is called the Father of daughters and brothers, sons. And Jesus Christ is called the firstborn among many brethren. And we read that Jesus Christ is carrying the image of God the Father as we will be carrying the image of Jesus Christ. All of this is something which the Trinitarian concept completely denies, completely overlooks, completely rejects. So now, what happened after this Council of Nicaea? Now, everyone who didn't believe in what this council had decided was called anathema from Christ, cursed from Christ. The idea like, you are against Jesus Christ. And as a consequence, these people would be disfellowshipped, excommunicated, their possessions would be taken away, they would not be allowed to work any longer, and if they didn't convert to this orthodox concept, they would ultimately be executed, first tortured and then executed. Now, I'm not suggesting that Pope Leo was talking about these kind of consequences, but if history is our guide, and history should always be our guide, telling us what may happen in the future. And if we then look at biblical prophecy, then we know that this is exactly what's going to happen. All those who don't believe in the Trinitarian concept will be viewed as heretics and will be persecuted by Orthodox Christianity. That is what the book of Revelation is telling us very clearly. In order to avoid this kind of persecution, people will adhere to the false teaching of Orthodox Christianity. But God says, if you do, then I will pour my wrath upon you. And the question is, what would you rather have? Man's wrath or God's wrath? Now, the Bible is very clear on these points, and we have written quite a few booklets explaining in detail what I am telling you today. Booklets like, Is God a Trinity? The Mystery of Jesus Christ, God is a Family, the Book of Revelation. Please don't answer before you have heard, because if you do, the Bible tells you that you are a fool. Listen to what the Bible says. Read our booklets which explain the scriptures of the Bible. You can read, and you should read the Bible with the booklets to see that what we are telling you is true. Now, you have to pray to God for understanding, because if you don't have godly understanding, you won't understand anything as to what we have written and as what I am telling you right now. Many already know the answers. They haven't listened. Their minds are closed. Don't belong to them. I hope God is going to open your minds to the truth. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.